Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
February 5, 7 o'clock America, New York. Rising battery prices add uncertainty to electric vehicle costs. With electric vehicle sales taking off and a wave of new models hitting the market this year, the price increases could weigh on growth. February 5, 6 o'clock America, New York. Strong U.S. jobs numbers vindicate Biden's economic record. Data that show surging payrolls despite Omicron wave could help undercut Republican attacks. February 5, 5 o'clock America, New York. Bringing health food to the masses, one delivery at a time. Thrive Market has found success with a subscription model and eco-friendly, health-conscious brands. It's a diet familiar to the CEO, Nick Green. February 5, 5 o'clock America, New York. Google, Facebook, Apple, Starbucks and ExxonMobil reveal earnings. The stock market has begun swinging wildly as companies like Google, Facebook, Apple, Starbucks and ExxonMobil reveal their earnings and hint at divergent prospects for the year ahead. February 5, 5 o'clock America, New York. Collateral damage of China's virus policy, fruit. The closure of Chinese land borders and the tightened screening of goods have driven Southeast Asian fruit farmers into debt. Many have had to abandon their harvest. Pham Tan Hong, a dragon fruit farmer in Vietnam, trimming his trees, which were adorned with LED lights to induce off-season flowering. February 5, 5 o'clock America, New York, inside the Fox News that Donald Trump helped build. Roger Ailes understood the appeal Mr. Trump had for Fox viewers. He didn't foresee how together they would redefine the limits of political discourse in a way the country is still living with. Chris Wallace interviewed President-elect Donald J. February 5, 3 o'clock America, New York. Should you manage your own stock portfolio? Stocks are swinging all over the place. It's a good time to take your hands off the wheel. Here's how to let go. February 5, 3 o'clock America, New York. Bitcoin, BTC, Ethereum, ETH. Pushing higher into weekend on robust NFP release. The U.S. jobs market is seemingly buoyant with this month's NFP report beating market expectations by a wide margin. And that may spell trouble for the cryptocurrency market.
Day Trade Review, February 5, 2:39 America, New York. Tingo Review, how does this research platform compare? Wondering if Tingo has the stock research you need? Read our complete Tingo review now to learn more before you decide. The post Tingo review, how does this research platform compare, appeared first on Day Trade Review.
February 5, 1:30 America, New York, Canadian truckers being attacked by government. Comment. Mr. Armstrong, it is interesting how fast the Canadian government and police forces flipped from acknowledging the calm and peaceful trucker rally to coercing the shutdown of their funding and ramping up of police enforcement on unproven claims of violence. February 5, 0:05 America, New York, Alberta to repeal COVID restrictions. Premier Jason Kenney announced that Alberta will lift all COVID measures amid the ongoing protests. Kenney is far from empathizing with the protesters. Instead, he is demanding that the protests come to an immediate stop, which was the ultimate goal of the Freedom Convoy. February 5, 0:04 America, New York, U.S. national debt surpasses $30 trillion. Image. U.S. national debt holdings as of 2018, America's debt surpassed the $30 trillion mark for the first time and there is no intention of paying it back. We're on an unsustainable path, Federal Reserve Chairman Powell told lawmakers in January. February 5, 0:03 America, New York, Amber Alert issued for Justin Trudeau. Have you seen this man? He was allegedly voted to lead the people of Canada but is nowhere to be found amid the largest political convoy in history. There are about 50,000 truckers who would like a word with their public servant. February 4, 2000 America, New York, Australian dollar outlook. The RBA tightens quantitatively but hesitates on rates. The Australian dollar has found strength despite a dovish RBA swimming against global hawkishness as the US dollar commands control. February 4, 1900 America, New York, why stock market jitters have not so far spread to the credit market. Bondholders tend to be less starry-eyed than stock investors. Still, there are reasons to be watchful. February 4, 1900 America, New York, why India's stock market is roaring. After a desultory decade, profits are expected to surge. February 4, 1900 America, New York, why the impressive pace of investment growth looks likely to endure. Supply chains, technological change and climate targets will all demand more capital spending in the 2020s. February 4, 1900 America, New York, China may soon become a high-income country. Has it truly escaped the middle-income trap? February 4, 1821 America, New York, younger Americans benefited less from booster shots than older people. Among those under age 50, vaccination even without a booster protected strongly against hospitalization and death, according to new CDC data. Administering a booster in the Bronx last month. February 4, 1821 America, New York, Meta, Exxon, Snap, stocks that define the week. Here are seven major companies, including Meta Platforms, Exxon Mobil and Snap, whose stocks moved on the week's news. February 4, 1807 America, New York, Delta CEO asks U.S. to put unruly passengers on the no-fly list. The request came in a letter to the Attorney General after an increase in complaints about violent and disruptive passengers during the pandemic. Delta's chief executive called barring unruly passengers from flying a much-needed step toward addressing a spike in violence on planes. February 4, 1802 America, New York, Hertz hires a former Goldman Sachs finance chief as its CEO. Stephen Scheer, who served as chief financial officer at Goldman Sachs until the end of last year, will take over Hertz and join its board on February 28. A Hertz Tesla electric vehicle on display in Times Square in November for Hertz's initial public offering on the NASDAQ. February 4, 1758 America, New York, President Biden extends solar tariffs with major caveats. The Biden administration extended tariffs on imported solar products but made changes to exempt many more products from the levies, a decision that angered some domestic producers. A solar panel factory in Haiyan, China. February 4, 1751 America, New York, climate change, Tesco using electric lorries in, UK first. The UK's largest supermarket chain is using battery-powered trucks to lower its carbon footprint.